Chapter 63. Oh no, thank you, apostrophe replied Mr. Toots, raising his flushed face. It's of no consequence, Mr. Toots would have signified, if he could, that he liked it very much. If the dog's teeth have entered the leg, sir apostrophe began Carker, with a display of his own. No, thank you, apostrophe said Mr. Toots, it's all quite right. It's very comfortable, thank you. Apostrophe, I have the pleasure of knowing Mr. Domini, apostrophe observed Carker. Have you though? Apostrophe rejoined the blushing Took, and you will allow me, perhaps, to apologize. In his absence, apostrophe said Mr. Carker, taking off his hat, for such a misadventure, and to wonder how it can possibly have happened. Apostrophe, Mr. Toots is so much gratified by this politeness, and the lucky chance of making friends with a friend of Mr. Domini, that he pulls out his card case which he never loses an opportunity of using, and hands his name and address to Mr. Carker, who responds to that courtesy by giving him his own, and with that they part. As Mr. Carker picks his way so softly past the house, looking up at the windows, and trying to make out the pensive face behind the curtain looking at the children opposite, the rough head of Diogenes came clambering up close by it, and the dog, regardless of all soothing, barks and growls, and makes at him from that height, as if would spring down, and tear him limb from limb. Well spoken, Di, so near your mistress. Another, and another with your head up, your eyes flashing, and your vexed mouth worrying itself, for want of him. Another, as he picks his way along. You have a good scent, Di, cats, boy, cats. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.